All right, I'm on my way to the pool store today. I had a thought, obviously. I want to get this thought out so I don't forget about it, because in lieu of many recent events and things that I've posted in the group, I didn't post things in the group regarding police officers being absolved of actions they took because of, my personal opinion on things. I didn't post things in the group for that reason. I also did post some stuff in the group to show you that the criminal justice system is holding those accountable who injure and maliciously hurt police officers. So have faith in some parts of this country that, criminal justice will do what it's supposed to do. So, look, that's just some thought there for that one. One thing I want to tell you is, if you've never been in the jackpot before or in trouble, what usually happens when something occurs is that everybody begins to formulate an opinion about what happened. They have you ready to be executed before you even have your trial. And as police officers, you have to begin to understand that there are always two sides to the story. You are not helping anything, anybody, any situation by automatically casting opinions and thoughts. I am not defending police. I'm not defending police officers. I'm always defending police officers. But I'm not defending people who are wrong. I'm not advocating for people who are right. I'm saying be fair and impartial. Are you part of the solution? And you know what? The one time or the first time or the second time you get in trouble, it's the first time that something occurs where you have to be reviewed, and then maybe, just maybe, the news media will make up a story about what actually occurred. You're going to be so frustrated because what they're doing to you and what you knew what was right, but you're silenced by your administration because you don't have to talk during an internal affairs investigation. Yet you're doing that now. So stop. Is it going to take you to go through something like that to be widely criticized without having at least your say or your day to explain what happened, and then all of a sudden you're exonerated from the accusation of some kind of misconduct? So as police officers, sure, we've got to hold each other accountable, obviously. But let's not crucify folks before we even know the whole story. People have been asking me my thoughts on all sorts of events since I've been doing this. And the answer is, I don't know everything. I don't. I'm not condoning. This is completely not specific. But people, what do you think about that? I don't know. All I've seen is what Fox News wanted me to see, or CNBC wants you to see. I don't know the whole story. What I do know is I know what it's like to be on one side of the truth and to have the truth twisted and turned, and of course coming out squeaky clean at the end, but had to sit through and go through what that feels like. Nothing major, nothing catastrophic, but I could only imagine, had I been caught in something that was immediately scrutinized, what that must feel like, how horrible it must be, and especially the people that stand side by side with me and wear the badge and the gun and the uniform, who were supposed to be the most fair and impartial, casting opinions about what they felt occurred, yet had no concept, don't have all the details, but yet still formulate a factual opinion. So let me give you advice. Here's some good advice for everybody. It's a weird time right now. It's not the only time you've ever experienced this. Don't feed into it. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Don't feed into you now pointing fingers and saying, because you don't know. I'm not saying about the Minneapolis thing. I'm saying about all these other things. Right? Don't point fingers. And don't have people, especially fellow police officers, cooked, ready to go to jail, because that could be you. Do you understand that? That could be you. And then you're going to feel like a real piece of shit because you did it to other people. You are one questionable job away from being that person, because it is not an easy job. to try to figure out. There are many decisions that you have to make that will be scrutinized. It's a tough job. Why are you scrutinizing other cops? Stop doing it. You realize what the jackass you sound like when I see this stuff? Stop it. You don't see me doing that. We don't create this group. Watch what I do. I take impartial positions. Systems are in place. There is transparency. Cops are held more accountable more than they ever have been. So why are you taking the guilty verdict right off the dick? What do you know about it? You have all the facts. You have every single testimony. That's what internal affairs is for. Let them do their job. Give these people the benefit of the doubt of saying, I don't know. You don't even got to say he's guilty. He's not guilty. I stand by him. Doesn't matter what he did or she did. How about we say, let the system do its job. Let them look into it. Let them gather all the details and then come to a conclusion. And unfortunately, it is a sad state of affairs. It is not a fair process on both ends of it. But it's not your job to be the executioner. You're not the judge. So nobody, here's something about your opinion. If you've noticed another thing, I don't formulate opinions often in here. The only opinions I give are based on factual case law. I speak on the facts, not my thoughts on things. My thoughts are as valuable as yours. They're not very valuable. You know, legal opinions. You have a legal question, we'll answer that for you. You have a question about a police tactic and from experience, I'd love to help you with that. I'd love to give you the answer on that. But guys, come on, grow the fuck up. Stop. Stop having anybody, especially another police officer, done, cooked, guilty, what you would have done, blah, because you weren't there. You don't know what happened beforehand, and you don't know what happened afterhand. But I promise you, when you find yourself in that situation, you're going to look back at how you behaved before and then have empathy and sympathy for what our fellow police officers are going through. You want to talk about the thin blue line? You want to talk about making sure cops don't commit suicide and stopping that? What do you think you're contributing to? What do you think you're doing when those people, even who are in this group, right? It's a sad day when a guy or a girl on this job has to face some kind of criticisms. They should come into this group and say, these are my peers. They understand what I'm going through. They are impartial and they will trust the system that they trust. No, we got to do something totally different. And it's just stop. You don't got to have an opinion. That's the answer. You don't got to have an opinion. We don't need to hear what your opinion is. You don't hear mine. It's just good advice. 20 years almost of being in this field. You know what I've learned? You don't know all the facts. Stop jumping in conversations with people, especially your coworkers, built in these negative environments and starting to have a conversation and contributing to the problem. Redact yourself. Excuse yourself from the situation. You know, people try to... We had a gathering last week at my wife's birthday, and she said, are you going to talk about anything? I said, no. Three people out of the 25 we had over began to engage me. One, as soon as he came through the door. Another one, as soon as... 20 minutes after she had her first beer, she wanted to engage me in things. And my answer is, I don't know everything about the facts of the situation. I don't understand a lot of things that are going on. And I am nobody to formulate an opinion because I'm trying to have empathy on all sides of the scenario. So it doesn't matter. It will play out the way it does. It's not me folding. It's me avoiding conflict, right? Because it's not solving much right now. Conflicting, pointing fingers, saying, you don't know.